当我坐在这个聚会里面的时候
When I sat in this meeting
我实在感谢神
I really thank God
因为在这里有许多许多被神所重用的人
Because there are many many of you who have been used by God
他们都比我有资格在这里跟各位一同分享神的话
They are all more qualified than I am to share God's word with you.
今天早晨我们所听见的信息
The morning message we have heard.
我们所听见的见证
The testimony we have heard.
叫我们的心里面实在愿意把一切的荣耀归给神
Causes us to give glory to God from our hearts.
我们巴不得有更多的时间可以听他们在这里传讲神的话
Would that we have more time.To listen to them preach God's word.
我在这一次的聚会里面学习到很多很多。
I have learned a lot in this conference.
就是在我刚才上来的以前
Before I came up,
戴院长他就提醒我，告诉我说，180年的一月里面 ，Robert Morrison 刚好到中国去传福音。
Dr. James Taylor told me that it was in January 180 years ago that Dr. Morrison first came to China, went to China.
这个聚会是一个在历史性的一个聚会。
This meeting is a historic meeting.
我非常感谢神。
I thank God.
好多的弟兄姐妹们为着我的身体祷告。
Many brothers and sisters have prayed for my health.
现在还有一半人他们在另外一个房间里面在祷告。
Right now, there is a group of people praying for me in another room.
我实在为着这一切感谢神。
I really thank God for these things.
我告诉各位一个秘密。
But I tell you a secret.
就我心里面紧张的心、心跳的，不是在现在的时候。
What made my heart beat and nervous is not now.
是我在9:01以前坐在这里等那个时候的时候。
That was before I had to come up while I was waiting.
我一直在那边等等等等这个时候来到
I was waiting, waiting, waiting for this moment to arrive
我为着我们的翻译的弟兄祷告
I prayed for the interpreter
因为他要翻译上一班的聚会再要翻译现在的聚会
Because he had to interpret for both morning sessions
他比我更累
He is more tired than I am
我也是为着每一位听到的人祷告
And I prayed for every one of you here
你们从头一堂一直听到现在
You have heard, you have been sitting here listening from the beginning to the end
还要继续听下去
And you will have to continue on listening
现在已经差不多10:01了
Now it's almost 10:15
我们在11:00一定要结束
We must conclude by 11
我心里面深深地感觉到这次的聚会今天早晨的主题是非常非常重要
I feel that this morning's topics are very important
在第19页
On page 19 of your
我们今天早晨的主题是讲到动员神国的新力军
The topic for this morning is advancing the force for God's kingdom
就是我们几天来一直所看的这个主题
And this is the topic we have been looking at all these days
我记得4年多以前当我们筹备第一次的华人差传
I remember 4 years ago when we planned for the first missions conference
我们就在思想在这个聚会里面我们要跟弟兄姐妹们讲的是什么呢
I thought what should we communicate to the brothers and sisters
什么是神终极的关怀
What is the ultimate concern of God
神所关怀的应该是我们的关怀
For what he is concerned with, we should be concerned
我们不是单单关怀到我们中国基督徒
We should not just be concerned with Chinese people
我们不是单单关怀到我们这个小小的团体
We should not just be concerned with our little society
我们不是单单关怀到华人拆船巴善
We should not just be concerned with Chinese missions 83
所以我们一直在思想什么是神最终极的关怀
So we kept thinking What is the ultimate concern of God
神的关怀应该成为我们的关怀
For we should be concerned with what he is concerned
神的负担应该成为我们的负担
And his burden should become our burden
神所叫神伤心的应该叫我们也伤心
What hurts God hurts us
如果我们留心看圣经
If we read the Bible carefully
当主耶稣出来传道的时候
When Jesus Christ came out to
preach 他的主题是什么的
What was his topic?
他说天国近了
is that the kingdom of God is near.
你们应当悔改。
You must repent.
主耶稣在登山道训的时候告诉我们说，你们要先求他的国和他的义。
During his sermon on the mount, Jesus Christ said, "Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness."
当他教导人祷告的时候说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临。
When he taught his disciples to pray, he started with, "Our Father who art in heaven, may your kingdom come, may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven."
当主耶稣都讲比喻的时候，在马太福音第十三章七个比喻里面，都是讲到天国好比，天国好比，天国好比。
In the seven of his parables in Matthew, Christ compared the kingdom of heaven to this, to that.
当主耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，
When Jesus Christ was nailed on the cross,
那个强盗向他说，当你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
One of the malefactors said to him, when you come in your to receive your kingdom, remember me.
主耶稣从死里复活以后，
after Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead,
四十天之久，
40 days,
他跟门徒在一起。
He was with his disciples.
根据儒家所写的使徒行传告诉我们说，
according to the Acts of the Apostles,
儒家告诉我们说，耶稣在这个四十天之久跟门徒讲到神国的事情。
The physician Luke writes that Jesus Christ talked to his disciples about the kingdom of God.
哦，一直等到有一天一个荣耀的结束。
Until the glorious ending someday.
在启示录第十一章第十五节说，世上的国成了我主和我主基督的国，他要做王。直到永永远远。
In the book of Revelation, it is written, "The kingdom of this world shall become the kingdom of his Christ and of his Lord, and it will be unto eternity."
在这里，我们看见我们传福音、做见证、拆穿最高的目的是什么呢
？So here they tell us what is the ultimate purpose of spreading the gospel.
我们传福音并不是因为人无家可归，因为人灵魂失丧，不是因为他们在罪恶里面，他们需要得到争光。
We evangelize not because there are so many millions out there waiting for the gospel. They need the true light. They don't have a home.
我们最重要传福音的目的是叫天上的、地上的、地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不叩称耶稣的为主，是荣耀归于上帝。
We evangelize because we know we want that people on this earth, below this earth, and in heaven to give glory to God and call Him the King of Kings.
所以在这里，我们看见我们传福音一个最高的目的。是为着神的荣耀，为着主耶稣基督，他是主，他要做王，直到永远。
We evangelize because it is to God's glory and it is to the kingdom of Jesus Christ.
当我们得救以后
，After we have been saved,
我们都知道
，We all know,
重生就是进入神的国。
To be reborn is to enter God's kingdom.
在三章里面告诉我们说，如果你不重生，就不能进入神的国。
John chapter 3, Jesus tells us that unless you be reborn, you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
所以在哥罗西书里面告诉我们说，我们本来是在黑暗的权势里面，我们现在进入神他爱子的国度里面。
In the book of Colossians, it is told that we were in the kingdom of darkness, but now we have entered into the kingdom of His beloved Son.
在这里我们看见我们是加入这个万世的征战。
Here we tell, we know that we have entered into the conflict of the ages.
我们基督徒得救以后，我们不能再做一个骑墙派。
We who have been saved can no longer ride the wall.
你不能说我是灰色的颜色，不是白的，也不是黑的。
You cannot claim to be gray, neither white nor black.
在这里，我们看见我们需要有很清楚的，我们要很清楚的划清界限。
Here we see that we must delineate very carefully.
在这里从广义的来讲，
In a general sense,
每一个基督徒都是应该成为神国的新立军。
Every Christian should become a force for God's kingdom.
因为你已经离开了撒旦的权下，归入了神的国度。
For you have left the Satan's dominion and come under the kingdom of God.
你愿意不愿意，你都已经在万世的征战里面。
Whether you are willing or not, you have been thrown into this conflict.
今天很多的基督徒原谅我讲，好像蝙蝠一样。
Many Christians today, forgive me for saying this, are like bats.
不是鸟，也不是走兽。
They're neither animals nor are they birds.
他到鸟里面开会的时候，他飞到他们的当中。人家说你是走兽，你像老鼠一样，你怎么可以来参加这个聚会？
When the bat flies to the birds, the birds say, "You're a mammal. What are you doing here?"
他说我可以飞，你看我是鸟。
The bat says, "I can fly. Look, I'm a bird."
当动物开会的时候，他到他们的当中。人家说你飞进来的，你怎么可以来我们当中呢？
But when the rodents have their meeting, they say to the bat, "But you flew in. You're not one of us."
他说我是老鼠的堂兄弟，你看我的样子就像老鼠。
But he said, "Look at me. I'm a distant cousin of that rat over there."
在这里我们看见今天的基督徒，我们应该有一个非常清楚的划清界限。
So today we Christians must delineate ourselves carefully.
你愿意不愿意？
Are you willing?
这是另外一件事情。
This is another thing.
不，魔鬼知道我们本来都在他的手下，现在我们已经成为基督的精兵。
Satan knows that we once were under his command, but now we have become a soldier of Jesus Christ.
所以在过去几年，我常常要求弟兄姐妹们，我们不但是做一个基督徒，我们要做一个 full-time Christian.
So in these years, I've talked and asked our Christians not just to be a Christian, but a full-time Christian.
今天在美国，我们有的时候找到工作是 part-time 的，有的工作是 full-time 的。
Some of us have found a part-time job or a full-time job.
可是今天在教会里面太多的 part-time Christian.
But in this church today, we have too many part-time Christians.
巴不得今天我们看见一个异象。
May we all see the vision.
我们能够参与这个征战，
we may take part in this conflict,
这个万世的征战，
this conflict of all ages.
有圣经的请各位一同打开以弗所书第六章。
Please turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 6.
我要谢谢我们的同工，我们的弟兄，他昨天晚上已经给我们有个非常好的一个 introduction.
I want to thank our brother for giving an excellent introduction last night.
我们可见的是同被一个灵所感动。
For we have been moved by the same spirit.
有圣经的请可以看以弗所书第六章，我们从第十节我们开始念起。
Please turn to Ephesians chapter 6. We shall start from verse 10.
我们念完第十九节。
And we will end at verse 19.
现在我们用英文来念这几节圣经。
We will read these verses in English. Finally,be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Let us read this together. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground.And after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm, then, with a belt of truth buckled around your waist, with a breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Pray also for me that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel.
谢谢。我们知道以弗所书一共有六章。
We know that the book of Ephesians has six chapters.
在以弗所书第一章里面告诉我们说，神在创立世界以前已经有了计划，有了救恩的计划，为着叫他荣耀的恩典得到称赞。
Chapter 1 tells us that God has already set a plan before the foundation of this world that his eternity may be praised.
在第二章里面告诉我们说，当我们死在过犯罪恶当中的时候，他叫我们活过来，那是我们行事为人随着今世的风作顺服空中掌权者的首领。
Chapter 2 tells us that we have been under the dominion of the darkness of Satan, but now he has revived us in his spirit.
神在基督里面造成我们成为他手中合用的工具。
And in Jesus Christ, he has made us a new creation fitting to be used by him.
第三章里面告诉我们说，我们应该知道神他在永世里面的奥秘。
The third chapter tells us that we ought to know the eternal mysteries of God throughout the ages.
也就我们能够明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深。
That we also may understand the depth of Christ's love.
第四章里面告诉我们说，我们应该怎么样子建立基督的身体。
Chapter 4 tells us how we should build the body of Jesus Christ.
第五章里面告诉我们说我们行事为人应该怎么样子顺从神的计划。
Chapter 5 tells us how we ought to live a life that is obedient to God's plan.
在第六章里面告诉我们说我们应该怎么样子参与这个万事的征战。
Chapter 6 tells us how we ought to take part in the conflict of this age.
所以在这个六章圣经里面我们看见不但神的计划神的拯救也看见神的奥秘。
So not only do we see God's plan, His salvation, but also His mystery.
我们也看见我们应该怎么样子成为基督的身体，基督的心腹，心腹。我们也成为神国的胜利军。
We also see how we are to be Christ's body, His bride, and His force.
我相信我们这一次聚会里面很多神的同、神的工人、我们的弟兄，我们在这里承认，我们中国基督徒是最后的一半人。进入这个葡萄园。
Many of us will believe that we Chinese are the last group of people to enter the vineyard to work.
我们怎么样能够靠着主的恩典，能够动员神国的新的军
？By God's grace, how are we to advance the force of His kingdom?
那在头一件事情，我们要认清楚我们的仇敌。
The first thing is we must know our enemy.
我们这个是一个 star war， 是一个太空的征战。
This is a star war battle.
这个征战。在神创造人类以前已经发生了。
This war already exists before he even created us.
在以赛亚书第十四章里面告诉我们说魔鬼撒旦本来是天使长怎么样子背叛了神被神赶出了他的圣山。
The book of Isaiah tells us how Satan used to be the chief of angels who wanted to be God but then was driven down by God.
在创世纪里面也告诉我们说当人犯罪以后神对女人说女人的后裔要与撒旦为仇撒旦的后裔要与女人的后裔为仇
The book of Genesis tells us that the woman's seed shall be in enmity with Satan and the Satan's descendants shall be in enmity with the women's seed
当我们得救以后
After we have been saved
我相信我们每个人都经历过在罗马书第七章里面我们内心里面的征战
We have experiencedinner conflict as was described in the book of Romans
圣灵跟我们的情欲交战
The Holy Spirit battles with our own lust
神的烈跟罪的烈在我们的内心里面
The law of God conflicts with our own law in our heart
我们也知道在约翰一书第三章第八节里面告诉我们说
1 John chapter 3:18
神的儿子显出来是要败坏撒旦的工作
God's Son has been revealed to corrupt the work of Satan.
哦，在最近几年里面，我特别对《使徒行传》有一个很大的感受。
In these past years, I have great feelings towards the Acts of the Apostles.
我发现，在初期的教会
，I discovered that in the early church,
本来教会应该有的样式
，the original form that the church ought to have.
你知道，基督徒是一般激进派的人。
Do you know that these Christians were a bunch of zealots?
他们是一个 radical 的一般人
They were radical
他们在那边不是马马虎虎涂涂清清菜菜
They did not just live a casual life
哦他们不是说不冷也不热
They were not lukewarm
圣经里面告诉我们说这帮基督徒是闹革命的一般人
The Bible tells us that these Christians were revolutionaries
圣经里面在使徒行传第十一章里面告诉我们说那一般人是扰乱天下的人
The actual apostle tells us that these are the people who have turned the world upside down
哦、oh, 我非常欢喜英文这句话 turn the world upside down
I like the English description turning the world upside down
如果我们今天这个七百多人在 Washington DC 我们一同在街上走的时候我们能够叫 Washington DC 震动一下
If we 700 people can go on the streets of Washington DC then we may be able to cause some tremor on the streets
当我在日本东京的时候
When I was in Tokyo
那个时候 Eisenhower 要到 Tokyo 去
At that time President Eisenhower was to visit Tokyo
那个时候 Tokyo 已经将近一千万的人口
At that time Tokyo had reached about 10 million people
可是当一万个人在街上游行自卫的时候把整个的 Tokyo 都瘫痪了
Yet when 10,000 people rioted on the streets of Tokyo they destroyed the whole city
哦我们中国的弟兄姐妹们如果我们一同跳一下能够把这个震地球震动一下
If every Chinese would leap up and jump down they would cause an earthquake
哦今天我们这班基督徒已经失去了我们起初的热忱
Yet today we Christians have lost the zeal of the past
我们这班人在使徒行传第二十四章第五节他们看法是怎么样的
What was the viewpoint of Acts chapter 24.
他说这帮人是鼓动我们犹太人作乱的这帮人。
They were described as people who incited riots among the Jewish people.
哦，我们这帮基督徒今天在这里得救了以后，只要灵魂上天堂就够了。
But today, all we want is to go to heaven.
我们觉得祷告好像 aspirin， 好像镇静剂一样。
We feel that the prayer is like an aspirin, like a sedative.
哦，我们吃下去有心里平安，感谢主。
As we take the pill, we feel peace in our hearts. Praise be to God.
我们觉得祷告好像阿拉丁的神灯一样。
We feel that prayer is like Aladdin's magic lamp.
哦，当一摸以后，里面出来一个巨人说 ，Master, what do you want me to do for you?
When you touch it, the genie comes out and says, Master, what do you want me to do?
我们基督徒已经失去了我们战斗的这个心智。
We have lost the desire to fight.
所以怪不得人家说宗教是人民的鸦片。
No wonder some people say that religion is the opiate for the people.
哦，我们今天这帮的人，我们是神国的新力军。
We today are a force of God's kingdom.
你知道魔鬼非常的聪明。
Do you know that Satan is extremely clever?
他是一个统战的专家。
He is an expert in propaganda.
哦，他知道怎么样子在各方面不同的光景里面用各种不同的方式来出现。
He knows how to appear in different circumstances.
不久以前在 NBC 美国国家的广播电台有一个消息报道。
Not too long ago, NBC broadcasted such a news item.
他说在美国有一个大的宗派。
He said there's a big denomination in the United States.
他们正在要改变他们的圣事。
They are about to change their hymn.
他们要重新来编他们的圣诗。
They are going to revise their hymn.
有一些的诗歌。
There are some hymns.
好像万世征战。
For example, conflict of the ages.
基督徒应该起来征战。
Asking the Christian to stand up and join the war.
大呼征战好看仇敌已尽。
For example, you fight and defeat your opponent.
这些的诗歌都应该从我们的诗本里面挪走。
They say that all these hymns ought to be deleted from that hymn book.
因为火药气味太重了。
Because it is too militant.
基督徒应该是讲和平的。
Christians ought to talk about peace.
我们不应该说我们应该排队征战。
We should not be lining up to go to war.
哦，我想恐怕有一天我怕新议会的人会把马丁路德的那一首歌《上帝是我们永恒的保障》。对我复仇的这首诗歌恐怕也应该挪走。
I'm really worried that the Lutherans would one day delete the Martin Luther's hymn, A Mighty Fortress is Our God, from their hymn book.
我盼望如果有新议会的人，请你原谅我，我不是在批评你们啊。
Please forgive me, you Lutherans. I'm not criticizing you.
在这里我们看见一件事情。
But here we see one thing.
撒旦的工作一直就在那个地方。
The work of Satan is always here.
不错，像昨天我们的弟兄讲，我们不能随便什么事情，头痛也是魔鬼，耳朵痛也是魔鬼，嘴痛也是魔鬼，样样都是魔鬼。
Of course, we should not be preoccupied with Satan. My stomach ache, it's Satan. I have a headache, it's Satan.
可是我们不能忽略魔鬼的工作。
Yet we must not neglect his works.
当我还在中国工作的时候，
When I was still in China,
好多次的机会我看到那个黑暗的力量。
I have seen numerous times of the power of darkness.
靠着主的恩典，我曾经有几次的经验赶鬼的事情。
By his grace, I have driven out demons before.
这个不是单单人自己的 imagination.
This is not just your imagination.
这个是魔鬼在黑暗里面的力量。
This isIs Satan's power in darkness.
1949年，神差遣我到印度尼西亚去做宣教士。
In 1949, God sent me as a missionary to Indonesia.
那个时候我就感觉到在印尼撒旦的力量非常的强大。
Upon arrival, I felt how strong Satan's power.
今天早晨我们没有时间跟各位分享怎么样在苏马托拉、在保尼奥、在加瓦，我看到一切撒旦的工作。
This morning, I have no time to share with you how I saw the works of Satan in Borneo, Sumatra, and Java.
当我走到每个地方去的时候，我就感觉到撒旦的力量在那边。
But when I went there, I felt the presence of his power.
我并不是怕那些已经死掉的人。
I'm not afraid of those who have died.
虽然我在波尼奥的时候，我住的那个房子的角落里面就有几个枯干的人头挂在那个地方。
Even though the room I stayed in Borneo had a few dried up skeletons on the corner of the shelf.
因为这是这一班本来的。本地的人把另外一族的人杀了以后挂在那个地方。
Because that tribe had killed people from another tribe, and as trophies, they've taken skulls and hung them on the, in the house.
当我在日本3年的时候，
In my 3 years in Japan,
宣教士的同工一直就这样的跟我一起分享。
My missionary coworkers kept sharing with me.
他，你有没有感觉到，就是当你的飞机在日本在东京快要降落的时候，你就感觉到撒旦的力量就在那个地方。
He said, "Haven't you felt upon arrival when your plane is about to touch down in Tokyo, you feel the powers of Satan coming up?"
你就感觉到魔鬼在你的四围，他们在那边继续的工作。
You have felt the ongoing work of Satan around you.
哦，有的人说不错，你所讲的在 Mission Field 是这样的光景。
Many people say, yes, this is true with Mission Field.
不，我们在美国，我们从来没有看见过这件事情。
But in the United States, we don't see these things.
啊，我们就看到很快乐，很安全。
We are happy, we are safe.
我告诉你，撒旦有的时候像吼叫的狮子。
I tell you, Satan is sometimes like a roaring lion.
有的时候像光明的天使。
But sometimes he is like an angel of light.
我问你，哪个更可怕？
What is more fearful?
光明的天使比较可怕，还是吼叫的狮子比较可怕？
An angel of light or a roaring lion?
我告诉你，有许多的时候，撒旦是光明的天使，我们根本不知不觉的就落在他的圈套里面。
Many times we have unwittingly fallen into the schemes of this angel.
我们看见今天在美国的光景。
We see the situation in the U.S. today.
我们看见有许多的事情，叫我们心里面不敢想象的。
We see many things unimaginable.
几个月以前，我在加拿大。
Many months ago, I was in Canada.
在学生的 conference 里面
，at a student conference，
就有一个人，他的头发，又不像红，又不像紫，翘得高高的，在那个地方。
A guy with a punk hairstyle, purplish, reddish, greenish, all stuck up, came here.
我很坦白的承认，我头一次跟这样的人讲道。
Frankly speaking, this is the first time I've preached to such a person.
等我讲道完了以后，中午吃饭的时候，他坐在我一个桌子里面。
During lunch after the sermon, he was at the same dining table with me.
我发现他到了加拿大还不过三个月的时间。
I found out that he had arrived in Canada not more than 3 months ago.
而且是从大陆出来的。
And he was from mainland China.
到今天我还跟他通信。
Today I'm still writing with him.
因为在这一次的聚会里面，他表示愿意接受主。
Because at that meeting, he indicated he wanted to receive.
现在我们愿意在这里思想。
Now let's think.
既然我们已经知道我们的仇敌是谁，
Since we know who our enemy is,
我们也知道我们自己的身份是怎么样，
And we also know who we are,
我们是神国的新力军，
We are a member of God's task force,
我们应该在这里应该怎么样做呢？
How should we act here?
在提摩太后书第二章第四节告诉我们，
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 4 tells us,
他说我们当兵的不要被事物缠身，
We who are soldiers should not be burdened by all kinds of details.
这是头一件事情。
This is the first thing.
我们不要被世界的事情缠住我们。
Let us not be tied up by the things of this
world. 如果我们是神国的新力军，
For if we are God's task force,
我们应该不让事物缠身。
Then we should not be tied up with secular things.
在路加福音第21章第34节里面告诉我们说，
In Luke chapter 21 verse 31,
他说我们要谨慎，我们要小心。
It is said that we must be careful and be on the alert.
我们不要因为贪食醉酒被今生的思虑所累住了。
Let us not be burdened by our greed, our lust, by the things of this world.
什么叫做缠住呢？
What does it mean to be tangled?
两年多以前，我到印度尼西亚去工作。
Two years ago, I went to Indonesia to work.
我在苏马特拉一个城市里面参加他们学生的青年的一个夏令会。
In a city in Sumatra, I joined in a youth student conference.
聚会完了以后，
After the meeting,
那边的牧师非常的客气。
The pastor was very courteous.
就招待我到那边他们的山上面有一个湖边去居住。
So he invited me to a lakeside resort to stay for a few days.
那个湖有多大呢？
How big is this lake?
他们当中有一个湖，当中有一个岛。
There is an island in the middle of this lake.
这个岛比新加坡还要大。
And this island is larger than the Singapore.
你可以看见这个湖非常的大，非常的深。
So you can imagine how big this lake is.
那位牧师陪我一同住在那边。
So this pastor stayed with me there.
他说，牧师，你愿不愿意到湖里面去转一转？
He said, Pastor, are you willing to go look around the lake?
我说好。
I said, sure.
我们就坐一种船。
So we took a boat.
这个种船是两个人大家用脚踩的那种船。
It is a kind of a foot-pedaled boat.
我们两个人都是有分量的人。
Since both of us are of equal proportions,
我们 踩的时候，这个船走得很快。
So as we pedaled, the boat went ahead.
大概我踩得太重一点。
Probably because I made more of an effort.
所以这个链条忽然脱下来了。
All of a sudden, the chain, the pedaling chain fell off.
他那边还好。
But he was okay.
所以他一直踩，这个船就一直转。
So he kept pedaling, and we went around in circles.
哎，他说我要替你 fix 一下。
So he said, wait a minute, let me fix it for you.
因为我们两个人都是很有分量的人。
But since we are of equal abundance,
他就站在我的后边那边。
So he stood behind me.
你知道这个船本来两个人一起坐还比较好一点。
You know that if a boat and have two equal weights, that's better.
现在是一边倒。
But now all of a sudden he's gone, so we all.
所以他也下去，我也下去。
So we both went into the water.
后来感谢神的恩典
But thank God's grace
我被救起来了
We were saved
当然不救起来我就不站在这里
Of course if we haven't been saved I won't be here
后来我发现有一个危险
Then I discovered its difficulty
这个湖的底里面有一种很长很长的草啊
At the bottom of this lake there are some very long vegetation
这一种的草它非常的坚韧
This kind of weed is very strong
如果你掉在这个草里面
If you fall into these weeds
你就是会游泳的人也会被这个草缠住结果死
Even if you know how to swim you will be tangled among the weeds and drown
哦圣经里面告诉我们说世界上的事情会把我们缠住
The Bible tells us that the things of this world can entangle us
你没有办法脱身了
You cannot get out of it
圣经里面告诉我们有两种东西会缠住我们的
The Bible tells us that there are two things that can entangle us
一种是世界上的事物
One is the things of this world
第二种在希伯来书第十二章里面告诉我们脱去容易缠绕我们的罪
The second thing is told to us in Hebrews the sins that easily entangle us
有很多的人为着某一件事情某一个人某一样东西缠住了
Some people have been entangled by a certain item, a certain event, a certain person.
哦，我们在这个世界上面，我们像世界上的样子一样。
For and then we look like the world.
圣经里面在罗马书第十二章里面说，不要效法这个世界。
In the book of Romans, the Bible tells us that do not imitate this world.
这句话应该可以说，不要让世界把你压到它的模子里面去。
In other words, don't be molded.And imprinted according to the image of this world.
世界有一种压力能够把你压到这个里面去。
The world can exert a certain pressure into a mold.
哦，你在工作的时候有压力。
You feel pressure at work.
Either you publish or you perish.
你不发表文章你就完蛋。
在这里我们就拼命的在那边盼望挤成功，像世界的样子。
So we try to look like the world.
所以在圣经里面我们看见迪马因为贪爱先进的世界就离开保罗往帖撒罗尼迦去了
So we see that a brother Demas has left them and gone to the world because he lusted after the world
这里有很多神国的生力军慢慢慢慢的就离开了神的国家离开了神的教会到帖撒罗尼迦去了
Therefore many who originally belonged to God's task force left their church, left their family and went
我们也看见罗德亚伯兰的侄子罗德
We also know Abraham's nephew Lot
他离开了亚伯拉罕渐渐挪移他的帐篷一直到了苏多玛
And eventually he moved his possessions and moved into Sodom
你知道圣经里面说渐渐挪移他的帐篷
You will notice that the Bible tells us he gradually moved his tents
好多的是我们慢慢慢慢的就离开了神离开了教会到苏多玛去了
Many times we ourselves gradually leave our church leave our God and move into Sodom
我们不感觉到
We don't feel it
好多的是许多的人在香港在台湾本来很热心爱主
Many times many brothers and sisters were zealous Christians in Taiwan and Hong Kong
可到了美国以后
But after they came to the States
好像一个球掉在棉花堆里面一样
It was as if as a ball fallen into a cotton bed
我们舒舒服服安安逸逸的就这样下去了
We feel very comfortable for the rest of our lives
我们的车子现在坐得越来越小房子住得越来越大
We squeeze ourselves into subcompactBut we live in great mansions.
刚刚来的时候，我们的车子很大，房子很小。
When we first came, we drove clunky big gas guzzlers. Our houses were small.
我们坐 bus， 我们坐交通的工具。
We would take the Greyhound bus.
现在我们有 Honda, Toyota, Datsun.
Now we ride in Toyota, Honda, Datsun.
我们的家越来越大。
Yet our homes are getting bigger.
我们 keep up with the Jones.
We want to keep up with the Jones.
人家怎么样，我们也怎么样。
How others do, we do likewise.
有的人每个年买换房子，我们也同样的换房子。
Some people change their home once a year, we do likewise.
他们每两年换汽车，我们也换汽车。
Change into the latest automobile model.
我们被世界所缠住。
We have been entangled by this world.
哦，各位，你知道当基督耶稣呼召人的时候。
When we know that Jesus Christ, when he called people,
他要人离开。
He asked people to leave.
他要放下。
He wanted people to put down.
他要撇下。
He wanted people to abandon.
要变卖。
To sell.
要舍弃。
To give up.
要舍弃。
To give up themselves.
他要的是我们完全所有的。
What he wanted was our entire.
他不要我们的一半。
He wanted, he didn't just
他不要我们的四分之一。
Not just a quarter.
第二，他要我们绝对的顺服。
Secondly, he wanted absolute obedience.
不但是我们需要看见神在我们身上的计划。
Not only must we know and see the plan of God.
叫我们能够不将事物缠身。
That we ourselves would not be entangled by this world.
神要求的是绝对的向他敬重。
But God asked us to be absolutely faithful to him.
你记得不记得在约书亚记第五章第十三节到第十四节？
Do you remember Joshua chapter 5?
当约书亚带着六十万零三千五百五十个壮丁，
When Joshua led the strong men of Israel,
他带着以色列人的军队，
He led the armies of Israel,
要去攻打迦南的城市，
To attack the cities of Canaan.
他看见对面站着一个人，
He saw a man in the other mountain.
约书亚一个统帅的资格，
As the commander of commander in chief,
他说你是来帮助我们的，还是来抵挡我们的？
He said to the man, "Are you for us or are you against us?"
哦，那位回答他说。
The man replied,
我不是来帮助你们。
I am not here to help you.
我也不是敌对你们。
Neither am I here to oppose you.
我是耶和华军队的元帅。
I am the commander of the forces of the Lord Jehovah.
哦，神不是来帮助我们。
God doesn't come to help us.
神是来指挥我们。
He has come to command us.
他是要我们做承认他是我们的主。
He wants us to acknowledge him as our Lord.
我们常常听见有人这样的讲。
We hear people say,
如果你不让耶稣在凡事上做主，他根本就不是你的主。
For if you do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as your Lord in everything, then he is not your Lord at all.
在这里我们看见主是我们的元帅。
Here we see our God as our supreme.
当元帅命令我们的时候，我们没有别的方法，就是顺从。
When the supreme commander gives the order, we have no other way but to obey.
1958年，神给我有机会到 West Point 对那些的同学们有一次的聚会。
In 1958.God gave me an opportunity to talk to the students of West Point.
这帮的基督徒，他们每个礼拜有一个聚会。
These Christians have a meeting once a week.
我记得那一次我到的稍微早一点。
I remember I arrived a little early that day.
有一位高年级的同学招待我。
A senior student entertained me.
他就跟我讲一些事情，是我一直不能忘记。
He told me a few things that I could never forget.
他说：“你知道我们在 West Point。”
He said, "Do you know that we at West Point?"
我们要训练绝对的顺服。
We are to train absolute obedience.
不但是对你的教官要顺服。
Not only to your superior officer.
就是刚刚进来的 Templeford Greenhorn 对那些高年班的人也要顺服。
Even the Greenhorn lieutenant and the new one, you have to obey.
我刚刚学这个话就是 Greenhorn Templeford.
What I've said is the Greenhorn Tenderfoot.
就是那些新来的学生们。
In other words, the new students.
他们没有别的方法。
There's
绝对的顺服。
They have to obey.
如果因为长官跟他讲话，
If a commanding officer addresses them,
他一直就立正。
They have to stand.
如果你问他说，
If you ask him,
为什么你的鞋子今天没有擦亮？
Why are your shoes not shined today?
他说你知道这些的学生只能够回答两句话。
You know, student can only reply one of two sentences.
头一句话就说 Yes, sir.
The first one is Yes, sir.
第二句话就说 No excuse, sir.
The second one is No excuse, sir.
你不能说今天早晨我起来晚一点，所以鞋子没有擦。
You can't say, "Well, I slept over and my alarm didn't ring, so I didn't polish my shoes."
每次他跟你讲话的时候，你就说 "Yes, sir."
Every time a commanding officer says to you, you say, "Yes, sir."
如果他责备你的时候，你说 "No excuse, sir."
When he rebukes you, you say, "No excuse, sir."
这个就是 the lordship.
This is the lordship.
耶稣基督是主。
Jesus Christ is Lord.
我们在他的面前绝对的顺服。
And before his presence, we have to obey absolutely.
你知道我发现在圣经里面有一段事情是我觉得很 funny.
There is a part in the Bible that I feel very 奇怪。
当 彼得在使徒行传第十章的时候
Peter at the 10th chapter of Acts of the Apostles
他看见天上有异象
He saw a vision from heaven
有声音对他说
A voice said to him
彼得起来宰了吃
Peter stand up, slay and eat
你知道彼得怎么说
What did Peter say?
Not so Lord
主不能啊
你叫他主你说 not so
And you call him Lord but then you say no
今天很多的基督徒就是犯这个毛病。
A lot of Christians today have this problem.
如果我们是神国的心里去
For if we really are a task force of God,
我们应该对神说 Yes, sir.
Then we should say to God, Yes, sir.
今天很多的时候我们没有看到神要我们在我们世界上应该做的工作。
Today, too often we fail to see what God wants us to do in this life.
所以我们浪费了很多的时间。
So we have wasted many time.
保罗说那当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
The Apostle Paul says,The path I have completed.
许多的路是我们不当跑的路。
Yet many paths we should not have gone.
在《使徒行传》第二十章里面，保罗怎么说呢
？In Acts 20, chapter 20, what did Paul say?
我不以性命为念。
For I do not think of my life.
也不看为宝贵。
And I don't treat it as precious.
只要我行完我的路程。
For as long as I complete my path.
完成神所托付我。
And fulfill what God has given
me. 我们对神要有绝对的忠诚。
We must have absolute faithfulness to God.
现在我们从圣经里面来看，我们怎么样可以得胜呢
？Let us see how we can be victorious.
现在我们要动员。
Now we must move.
头一件事情。
The first thing.
在第六章第十节。
Chapter 6 of Ephesians chapter verse 10.
这里说我还有没了的话，你们要靠着主。依赖他的大能大力做刚强的人
Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power
这里说我们要依靠神
Here it says we are to rely on God's power
哦、oh, 我们这句话是我们老生常谈了
This is something we say all the time
我们没有真正的依靠神
We don't truly rely on him
这里告诉我们是依靠他的大能大力
Here it says relying on his mighty power
神是一位有能力的神
God is a God of might
是我最喜欢的那些圣经
This is my favorite verse
在
I'm going to introduce to you this message
第二十节怎么念呢
How do we read verse 20
神
God
神能
God can
神能成就
God can accomplish
神能成就一切
God can accomplish everything
神能成就神能充充足足的成就一切
God can sufficiently accomplish everything
神能充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的
God can sufficiently accomplish that which surpasses our expectations
哦，如果你是念 King James Version 的我盼望你能够学念中文
If you can read the King James Version I hope that you will go and read the Chinese
因为 King James Version 说 God is able to do
But the King James Version says God is able to do
中文说神能成就神能 accomplish
the Chinese version says God can accomplish
神不但能够做
not only can God do it
神能成就一切
but God can accomplish it
或者今天早晨有一件事情我盼望各位不会误会我的
but please don't misunderstand me this morning
当我们讲到依赖神的时候
when we talk about trusting in God
我们怎么样依赖神呢
how do we trust in God
我们看第十八节
verse 18
以弗所书第六章第十八节
Ephesians 6 verse 18
这里告诉我们说
Here it tells us
靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求
Pray in the spirit on all occasions
请各位不要误会我的意思
Don't misunderstand me
我不是不相信祷告
I do not believe in prayer
好多的时候我们常常口头谈就说啊祷告了
Sometimes we like to fend off a request by saying, Oh, I'll pray about it.
Yeah, 有的时候你要拒绝别人，你不敢拒绝，你说让我祷告。
Sometimes you want to refuse a request, but you don't feel you want to be courteous, so say, Well, let me pray about it.
这个是基督徒的一个诡诈。
This is a hypocrisy of the Christian.
不，还有一件事。
But one more thing.
圣经里面并没有说靠着祷告。
But the Bible doesn't tell us to depend on prayer.
什么叫依靠神的
？What does it mean to depend on God?
依靠神就是你祷告。
To depend on God means you pray.
不，圣经里面告诉我们说，我们祷告以前有几个字怎么说
？But before we pray, what does the Bible tell us to do?
什么
？What?
靠着圣灵祷告。
Pray in the Holy Spirit.
圣经里面告诉我们说，我们要在圣灵里面祷告。
The Bible tells us that we are to pray according to the Holy Spirit.
我们圣灵带起我们祷告。
The Holy Spirit prays for us.
我们要靠着圣灵祷告。
And we must pray according to the Spirit.
不是单单你跪下来，不噜不噜噜噜讲几句话就够了。
This doesn't mean that you kneel down and blab out a few words.
有很多人的祷告就像一个 cassette 一样。
Some people pray like a cassette recorder.
每一次放进去就不噜不噜噜噜开始祷告。
Every time you press the forward button, they go blub 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 and they come out.
根本你根本不想的。
They don't think.
所以我说这样的人祷告一年一次就够了。
I say these people should pray only once a year.
他说主啊，我今年的祷告跟去年完全一样，阿门。
Because they should say the prayer this year is exactly the same as last year, amen.
他根本祷告没有心的。
For they don't have a heart in their prayer.
我就有的时候也觉得，在我们礼拜堂里面聚会的时候，你有没有听到过阿门 now?
Some people say in the church after prayer, amen now.
你有没有听见过在美国教会里面，他们常常会有阿门 now?
Some people in American churches like to finish your prayers with Amen now.
什么叫做 Amen now?
What does that mean?
你 Amen 一完了以后，你说 Now, brother, we have a report, we have an announcement to make. Will you please be careful?
Because right after the Amen, they start going into the report. The Amen now, we have this thing.
所以 Amen 完了以后，另外马上 Now 开始了。
So after the Amen, they are already preoccupied with what they have to do.
我并不是说祷告完了又不能够报告。
I don't mean to say that we cannot announce anything after the prayer.
我在你祷告的时候，你根本没有想在祷告的事情，就在想等会我们报告的事情怎么样。
But while you were praying, you were preoccupied with the announcement. You think.
所以有很多的人就有 Amen now 这个毛病。
So a lot of people have the Amen now problem.
哦，在这里我们看见我们是基督的军人。
Here we are told that we are the soldiers of Jesus Christ.
我们怎么样能够得胜呢？
How can we be victorious?
头一件事情就是要。依赖神。
The first thing is to depend on our God.
依赖神，你就不会惧怕。
You will not be afraid if you rely on.
依赖神，你就有必胜的决心。
By relying on Him, you will have the victorious faith.
我们的信心不是自信。
The faith is not in ourselves.
我们不是 self-confidence.
We're not just being self-confident.
我们那是完全的依赖神。
But to be confident in Him.
我们的祷告是依靠圣灵。
Our prayer is in the Holy Spirit.
我们的信心是依靠神。
And our faith is in God.
就是我们下面告诉我们说，我们就不会惧怕。
And so we're told afterwards that we shall not.
哦，魔鬼他要我们怕。
The devil wants us to be afraid.
我们知道魔鬼不过是一个失败的仇敌。
We know that Satan is nothing more than a defeated enemy.
当第二次世界大战以后
，After the Second World War，
联盟军到了马尼拉接受的时候
，When the Allied forces took over Manila，
告诉日本的总司令
，When they told the supreme commander of the Japanese
forces， 你不过是个失败的仇敌
，You are nothing more than a defeated enemy。
我们今天在神的面前
，Before the presence of God，
我们可以告诉撒旦说
，We can tell Satan，
你是个失败的仇敌
，You are a defeated enemy。
魔鬼知道他的时间没有了
，The devil knows his time's out。
所以他就逃跑。
So he wants to get back。
他就气愤愤的在我们的当中。
He's really mad in our midst。
当我再一次念以弗所书第六章的时候，
When I read chapter 6 of Ephesians，
我看第十三节跟第十四节。
Verses 13 and 14。
第一个地方是讲到站住。
First it tells us to stand our ground。
第二是讲到站稳。
The second thing is to stand firm。
这是两件事情。
These are two different things。
一个人有的时候站不住。
Sometimes a person cannot stand firm.
有的人站住了站不稳。
Some people stand firm, but they're shaky.
你有没有看到 Olympic game?
Have you seen the Olympic game?
那些跳木马的人。
You have seen the gymnasts.
那些单杠上杠的人。
The people who do the double bar.
当他跳下来的时候。
When they dismount.
不但是要站住。
Not only must they stand firm.
他要站得稳。
But they must stand on their ground as well.
今天很多的基督徒。
Many people, Christians today,
不能站得稳。
They are not firm.
他们在查经班里面为什么他们站住呢？因为前面后面的 density 太高了。
Sometimes they stand their ground, stand firm because everyone is squeezing them in. They can't move.
所以他就站在那个地方。
So they're squeezed in. They're still.
当他一个人的时候。
But when they're by themselves,
他就倒下来了。
They fall down.
今天有很多的人从来没有见过魔鬼的真面目。
Today many people have never seen the true face of Satan.
你知道为什么？
Why?
有两个原因。
Two reasons.
第一个，你跟在他的后面。
The first, you are following him.
所以你根本看不见他的面。
You're right behind him. That's why you cannot see.
第二，你在他的前面逃跑了，你看不见他的面。
The second thing, you're running away, so you can't see him.
所以有很多人说到现在为止，我还没有见过魔鬼的真面目。
Some people say that from up to today, I haven't seen the Satan's face.
你是跟在他的后面呢，你还在他的前面逃跑
？Are you following him or are you running?
我们依靠神的能力。
We must depend on God's might.
圣经里面也告诉我们说
，The Bible tells us.
我们做神国的新的君。
We who are new force for God's kingdom.
圣经说
，The Bible says.
在彼得前书第四章里面说
，First Peter chapter 4.
我们要以 吃苦的心智作为我们的兵器。
We must use a desire for suffering as our weapon.
我们靠着主的恩典。
By God's grace.
不怕吃苦。
We must not be afraid of
suffering. 像丹尼。
Like Daniel.
像保罗。
Like the Apostle Paul.
哦，他们不怕苦。
They were not afraid of hardship.
我们看见那些为主的名所流的血。
When we see those who have bled in the name of God.
是福音的种子。
They are the seeds of the gospel.
在苏马特拉。
In Sumatra,
在巴达这些的人当中
the people in Bada,
曾经有两位新义会的传道人到他们当中讲道
There were two Lutheran missionaries who went to preach to
结果这些的人把他煮了吃掉了
But then they were cooked by those cannibals and eaten up
你说吃了以后怎么样
What happened to them after they ate them
现在巴达很多的人都是基督徒
Today many people in Bada are Christian
哦，他们说你现在不能吃那些传道人
Some people say, you shouldn't have eaten those missionaries.
吃了以后啊，他就在你里面生根了。
Because now that you've digested them, they have taken root in you.
不是两个 Lutheran missionary.
Not only two Lutheran missionaries.
他们靠不住的恩典。
By God's grace,
继续的为钱与为神工作。
They continue to work for God.
我要很快的讲，时间已经到了。
Time is up, and I have to go on.
可是我有很需要、很重要的事情要跟各位讲。
But I have a very important thing to say to you.
第一，我们要依靠神。
Number one, we must depend on God.
借着祷告。
Through prayer.
存着信心。
With faith.
依靠神。
Depend on Him.
第二。
Second.
要穿上全副的军装。
We must put on the entire armor.
我今天很简单的告诉各位。
Simply, let me tell you.
我们的头上要有救恩的头盔，我们知道。
The helmet of salvation,
有公义当作五心经用真理当作腰带是要我们有福音的鞋子
and the gospel shoe.
我们这个手拿着藤带
One hand we have a shield,
除非你是左手的
unless you're left-handed like me.
Not like me, like somebody else 右手拿着剑
and with your right hand you have a sword
所以你两个手都有武器
then you have weapons in both hands
你知道这些代表什么
Do you know what they represent?
我们的救恩
Our salvation
就是主耶稣
is Jesus Christ.
我们的公义
our righteousness
就是主耶稣
is Jesus Christ.
他是真理
He is the truth.
他是我们平安的福音
He is our gospel of peace.
他是我们的信德
He is our shield.
他是神的道
He is the word of God.
什么叫做穿上全副的军装呢
What does it mean to put on the entire armor piece?
就是你要披戴主耶稣基督
And that is you must put on the Lord Jesus Christ.
正是像保罗说的
Just like what Paul said.
我们要披戴基督。
We must put on Jesus Christ.
我有一件事情。
But one thing.
当我们穿上全副的军装。
When we put on this armor.
什么意思？
What does it mean?
要武装我们的思想。
We must arm our thinking.
思想没有错。
Thinking is not wrong.
圣经里面没有告诉我们说不要思想。
The Bible never tells us not to think.
圣经里面告诉我们要思想
The Bible tells us two things
不你想思想什么呢
But what do you think about?
你知道魔鬼啊
You know the Satan
如果你留心看圣经
If you read the Bible carefully
第十一节里面告诉我们说
Verse 11 tells us
抵挡魔鬼的诡计
To stand against the devil's scheme
在哥林多后书第十章第四节到第五节里面
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4
魔鬼有他的计谋
The devil has his scheme
魔鬼把人的心意占领了。
The devil has occupied the desire of men.
今天我们知道魔鬼是属灵的仇敌。
We know that the Satan is a spiritual enemy.
所以我们从思想里面跟他征战。
So in our thoughts, we are battling with him.
千万不要以为不要思想。
Never think that you don't have to think.
不，今天很多人的思想已经污染了。
But many people have been polluted in their thinking.
我不久以前看一本书。
Not long ago, I read a book.
里面有一个字，我刚刚学的。
I learned a new word.
它今天的 computer 里面。
Is that in today's computers?
有一个字叫做 Gigo.
There's a word. There's a term called Gigo.
什么叫 Gigo?
What does Gigo mean?
Garbage in, garbage out.
垃圾进去，垃圾出来。
所以今天很多的人的思想就是 garbage in, garbage out.
That's why many people's thoughts today is garbage in and then garbage out.
今天不但是 air pollution, water pollution, soil pollution.水的污染空气的污染土壤的污染今天人的头脑也污染
Not only do we have environmental pollution today we have thought pollution as well
我们知道我们从农业社会进到工业社会里面
As we develop from an agrarian society into an industrial society
我们从工业的社会里面进到资 顺的社会里面。
As we turn from an industrial society to a high-tech society.
今天我们在那些 communication 的这个 revolution 的期间。
As we live in a communication explosion.
今天的 communication 非常的快。
Today, communication is fast.
就是要针对着人的思想。
And the communication targets the thoughts of man.
你知道拿破仑讲过一句话。
Napoleon once said,
他说征战里面最大的武器就是思想的力量。
He said the biggest weapon in a battle is the power of thought.
有的人讲韩这个在越南征战的失败，美国人的失败就是因为思想里面他们失败了。
Some people say that the American failure in Vietnam was a failure of the head.
因为他们没有一面旗，他们可以跟随。
Because they did not have any purpose.
他们没有一首歌可以唱。
There was no song for them to sing.
没有个理由可以打仗。
There was no purpose for their war.
没有理由打仗你就失败了。
Without a purpose in your battle, you will fail.
所以我们消极的要怎么样呢？
So in a negative sense, what?
我们要清洁我们的思想。
We must cleanse our thoughts.
哦，今天的 magazine, 今天的 TV, 今天的 newspaper, 今天的小说里面。都叫我们的思想污染。
The novels, TVs, newspapers, magazines of today pollute our heads.
所以我们看到什么事情就想到污秽的事情上面。
So whenever we see a visual image, we think of the dirty things.
因为我们的思想已经污秽了。
For our thoughts have been dirty.
第二，积极的要怎么样？
Secondly, in a positive way, what should we
do? 用圣灵的宝剑。
By the sword of the Holy Spirit.
我们知道在全副的军装里面只有一个工具是攻打的。
We know that in the entire armor there's only one offensive weapon.
这个就是宝剑。
That is your sword.
什么是宝剑？
What is a sword?
神的道。
God's word.
我再一次说。
Let me say it again.
我们不但是要祷告。
We not only must pray.
祷告非常的重要。
Prayer is very important.
William Cobell 怎么说呢？
What did William Cobell say?
他说一个软弱的基督徒当他恭敬在神面前祷告的时候就叫魔鬼切下逃跑。
He said, when a weak Christian kneels down and pray, that is the time when the Satan runs away.
他说不能让撒旦逃跑。
He said, not only would Satan run away,
我们要攻击撒旦。
But we must attack in
不是用我们自己的力量。
Not with our power,
那是用神的道。
But with God's word.
哦，圣经里面告诉我们，是为了积极的操练我们的思想。
The Bible tells us that we must exercise our mind.
我们不要让我们的脑子空着。
We must not leave our mind empty.
你知道一个懒惰人的脑子是魔鬼工作的工厂。
You know, a lazy man's head is the mission field of Satan.
他一天到晚在想想想，不知道想些什么。
All day long he thinks not, he doesn't know what he thinks.
圣经要我们 occupy, 要我们占领我们的思想。
The Bible wants to occupy our thoughts.
所以在使徒写在诗篇第一篇里面说要昼夜思想耶和华的律法。
That is why Psalm number one tells us to meditate upon God's law day and night.
在诗篇里面很多讲到思想的问题。
The Bible tells a lot about thought.
保罗常常说我想。
The Apostle Paul says, I think.
好多的事情保罗思想。
Many things were thought about by Paul.
用他圣洁的思想。
Paul thought with his holy thought.
去想。
To think,
当主耶稣对付仇敌的时候
when Jesus Christ was against his opponents,
他用神的话
he used God's word.
所以在这里我们千万不要以为基督徒是一个不想的人
so never think that a Christian is a thoughtless person.
基督徒应该思想
Christians ought to use their mind.
我们不但是应该思想
not only should we use our minds,
我们应该在神的面前
we must also come before the
cross of God, 靠着主的恩典
with his grace,
我们不怕苦
Not to be afraid of hardship.
不怕死。
Be unafraid of death.
我们为主工作。
To work for our Lord.
我们要思想。
We must think.
还有一点。
One more thing.
保罗在腓立比书第二章里面说。
In the second chapter of Philippians, the
Apostle Paul. 与我一同当兵的。
Those who are soldiers with me.
我们千万记得。
Remember.
我们不要是一个做明星式的传道人。
We should not be a superstar evangelist.
哦，很多的传道人是明星式的传道人。
Many preachers like to be superstar.
觉得我比别人更好。
They feel that I am much better than
everyone else. 我不要做一个明星式的传道人。
We should not be superstar.
保罗说。
The Apostle Paul.
这人撒种。
One person sows the seed.
那人收割。
Another person reaps.
这人浇灌。
One person waters.
那个人施肥
Another one puts in the fertilizer.
我们每个人都大家能够彼此尊重
We all must respect each other.
一个游行布道的人不能说因为我讲道所以很多人信主
A traveling evangelist must not say that many have come to Christ because of my sermon.
一个教导的人不要说某某人都是我的学生
A teacher should not say all these best superstars were my students.
没有一个人是在神的国度里面说没有办法没有他的
No one can be without He cannot be indisposable in God's kingdom.
我们在神的国度里面。
In God's kingdom.
我们要彼此尊重。
We must respect each other.
魔鬼的方法是什么呢？
What is the devil's method?
叫你觉得自己了不起。
To make you feel some, like somebody.
我常常感觉到当你自己觉得了不起的时候你就起不了。
When you think that you're somebody, you're actually nobody.
我们在神的面前。
Before the presence of God.
我们能够靠着主的恩典。
By God's grace.
同心合意。
We must with one heart.
完成神的征战。
To accomplish the battle for God.
最后。
Lastly.
我记得 John Wesley 讲一句话
I remember John Wesley once said
他说给我一百个人
Just give me 100 men
除了罪以外没有什么信他们惧怕的
They are not afraid of anything but sin
他们没有一个说爱的除了神以外
Give me 100 people who love nothing else nobody else but God
这一般的人他要震动魔鬼的权势
For these 100 men will shatter the dominion of sin
哦今天我们都是神的生命军
Today we are all a task force for God
我们顺服神的命令
And we obey his command
永恒之君就前到
The eternal king lead on
战争的时候已经到了
The time of conflict has come
我们一同站起来祷告
Let us stand and pray
我们的主我们的神我们满心快乐感谢赞美你
Our Lord our God we give thanks to you
不是我们用自己的力量在这里传讲你的话语
For it is not by our own power that we preach your message
那是因为你的能力托住了你的仆人们
But it is because of your power that has sustained your
我们能够在这里在讲台上为你传讲这个信息
That we may stand here to preach your message
巴不得愿你自己的信息从天上宝座里面说出来的
May your own message come forth from your throne in heaven
能够摸着我们的心
And touch our hearts
转动我们的心
And turn it around
叫我们看见我们是神国的新的君
That we may seeWe truly are God's task force
能够顺服我们的元帅
Obedient to our supreme commander
遵照你的吩咐
And listen to your command
完成你的托付
To accomplish your task
我非常感谢神
We thank God
今天在我们当中神吸引了这么多的人来到他的面前
God has drawn many people before his presence
我们也感谢神借着神许多的仆人在这里对我们讲话
We thank God for speaking through the numerous servants of his
我们也看见昨天有很多的弟兄姐妹们他们已经表示他们愿意把自己放在神的主权下面
We have seen many people willing to submit under the sovereignty of God
我们为着这些感谢神
We give thanks to God
有很多的人已经服侍了神好多年
Some people have served God for many years
有的人是头一次来参加这样的聚会
Some people it is their first time in this conference
也有的人是头一次把自己奉献给主
Some people have dedicated themselves for the first time
我们这次聚会的大会的同工们
The co-workers of this conference
我们特别要为着一些在这次的聚会里面甘心乐意奉献的弟兄姐妹们祷告
We must pray for those who are truly willing to dedicate themselves to God and pray for them
我能不能够再一次的请问
Let me ask you once again
有哪一位
Is there any one of you
你是头一次奉献的
This is the first time you have dedicated
你看见你是神国的生命军
You have seen that you are a task force
你说主啊我在这里
He said Lord here I am
请差遣我
Please send me
我现在要求
I ask
头一次有这样的奉献
Those of you who first time have this intention
请你举起手来
Put up your hand
我们要祷告
We will pray Thank God
感谢主感谢主谢谢还有哪一位
Thank you Anyone else
这个就放下来
After you put it up you can put it down
还有哪一位你在这个聚会里面头一次
This is the first time in this conference
你说我愿意服侍主
You say I am willing to serve God
我看见我是神国的新的君
I have seen my role
请你举起你的手来
Please put up your hand
还有哪一位感谢主
Thank you
感谢主感谢主我再问一个问题
I will ask a second question
有哪一位
Is there any one of you
你说我愿意被主差派
That I am willing to be sent by God
做神要我做的工作
To do the work he wants me to do
到神愿意我去的地方
To go to where God wants me to go
请你举起手来
Please stand up your hand
感谢主
Please put up.
感谢主
Thank you.
感谢主
We thank the Lord.
我们为着这些人感谢主
We give thanks to God for them.
现在请大家一同开口，我们用半分钟的时间为着他们祷告
Let us open our mouths and pray with half a minute for them.
我们现在一同开口祷告
Let us pray in together.
主啊，我们特别把这些奉献的弟兄姐妹们交在你的手里，愿你自己的灵在他们的心中，在他们的当中做奇妙的工作。主，求你自己的恩手带领我们。我们同心合意的感谢， 奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。